Why don't you give me a little bit of your golf background? Like, is there some competitive stuff, a weekend warrior? Kind of what's your deal with the game?
Yeah, so kind of started playing a little bit when I was in about grade six. Pretty casual. The only competitive golf I really did much of was throughout school. Started in grade seven, did the junior golf in school, and then throughout grade 12. Had one summer in 2014. I did a couple junior tournaments. But other than that, not a lot of competitive. I started working at golf courses in the summer of 2019. I've always loved golf, but I didn't really get to play a whole lot. So when I started working at courses, I started to get more into it and tried to get better at golf and things like that. I played a qualifying amateur tournament last summer. Didn't make it, but that was the first competitive golf I played in about 5 years.
So Obviously there's a passion or something for golf, I guess. What did you come up with this idea for, you know, the U of R should have a team, I guess, kind of the thought process with that?
Yeah, so a lot of it had to do with just missing competitive golf. And I was looking at a lot of universities in Western Canada, a lot already had teams, and Saskatchewan didn't have one. And I was curious if there's a way to start one at the University of Regina. So that's kind of where it started. Talked to the person I work for, Allison, is the one who does clubs as well. So I just talked to her about that. She said it was a possibility. It just there hasn't been one ever before, so it would be starting from scratch and looking into that. So yeah, it was like another avenue to get some competitive golf, hopefully. And then also it just grew into this idea to try to get other people in the province, if they want an option, to stay at home and do university and play some golf as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the feedback been like over the past, I guess, how has it been, about 4 months, or kind of how long has this taken?
I don't remember exactly when I talked to her. So I think I talked to her in November, kind of like about the idea. I didn't do a whole lot until this January about trying to see if there's some interest and things like that. Feedback's been really good. We put out the social media post, and you guys also put that one out. And we've had lots of reach out from students that are currently at the U of R, and even some that are thinking about coming to the U of R. And then we've also had actually some alumni reaching out, just wondering if they can help out in any way, which is really, really surprising and very nice to hear.
Okay. Has there really been any hurdles, or is it kind of just, you know, going as planned and as good as possible?
It's been pretty good up so far. We have, we're just not 100% sure, I guess, some logistics about running a university team. So we're trying to figure that out a little bit right now. We've been reaching out to some other universities, seeing how theirs are run and things like that. Some of them are a little different than ours because theirs are under their actual varsity sport, so they get more funding from the school, where ours is more of a club team. So we're going to have – that's going to be a little big difference between ours and theirs. But that's main hurdle right now, just trying to figure out where we go from here, kind of to get the team up and running.
Absolutely. I guess, so where are you now with the planning? I think the biggest one is, you know, hoping to get some coaching of some kind.
Yeah, that's our next step. We're hoping that might be able to help us out. They might be able to help us out with some of the logistics and that. And hopefully we can maybe get a home course and figure all that stuff out as well. That's kind of the first next step for us. And then after that, we have to get a student leadership team so this club can actually run. You can't have a club without some students running it. So that's kind of the next two steps in our process here.
Okay. And I guess kind of what's the timeline of going forward? Is there a certain amount of time you guys have to get something in to be eligible for, I'm going to assume, like, or whenever the plan is to potentially start?
Yeah, I think we have to put like a request to have a team in by April.
Okay.
I think sometime in April. I'm not 100% sure on that. I can't remember what Allison said, but yeah, sometime this spring we have to declare that we want a team so that way we can start competing next fall.
Okay.
So that's where, hiring this coach and trying to figure out a couple of those things, making sure we actually have real interest in the team. Because there's some, one of the worries is I think some of the people interested aren't really 100% sure what this team is about. Because I think, like, I'm not sure if they think it's, like, competitive or just, like, learning to play golf. I'm not sure exactly what they're thinking it is. So hopefully we can start to hammer out some details on that and let people know.